Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amber Lynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. On today's episode, I wanted to do an episode on what it means when I say anxious attachment story or the story our brain is telling us. I often use this phrase on the podcast, and I feel like I needed to go a little bit more in depth so you guys understand what I mean as I continue to use the anxious attachment story or the story that our brain is telling us. I feel like a lot of us with anxious attachment have a lot of unchecked and unmanaged brain stories that stop us from living and loving in the present moment, that stops us from feeling love, peace, and calm, yet further us into pressure, stress, and unease. When we have anxious attachment, we can experience a circumstance and then it triggers our nervous system response that has a story tied to the emotion we are feeling. This takes us out of the current moment and our body goes back to that story, even if it's not actually happening right now. This is going to take a little metacognitive. So you're going to have to kind of think about your thinking. For example, let's say we experience something that triggers fear of abandonment. Someone doesn't text us back right away. We have a fight with our partner. A mood just shifts. Something feels off. Instead of checking our current situation, looking for real facts, our nervous system sends these signals as a panic. It's a panic cue, so our brain goes to these wired and well-used stories that confirms our fears. These stories sound something like, we aren't good enough. We can never do it right. Something always is going to go wrong. They don't love us anymore. They're going to leave us. I am too much. I'm not enough. If they really loved me, they wouldn't do XYZ. We make the situation or the circumstance mean something about us or how someone feels about us. This is leaving the current circumstance. We are no longer looking at things objectively or looking at the real facts. We have been transported into anxious attachment land where our brain has controlled the narrative for so long and we have believed it. Another example is when there is conflict or problems in your relationship, misunderstandings, and you make it mean that you aren't meant to be together because relationships should be easy. They should just understand you. They should show up and do XYZ. If they really cared about me, they would do XYZ. Us with anxious attachment have anxious attachment stories that have constantly worked to prove we are unlovable and that the people we love will always leave us. So when we get hurt in a relationship, when we feel unseen, when we feel like someone is not understanding us, these simple relationship happenings, because they do happen in all relationships, turn us into an anxious spiral. Our nervous system reads this as an urgent red flag, and our brain goes to the anxious attachment land, where our brain has collected so much evidence that we are not lovable, and that we are just waiting for abandonment. They are going to leave us. When we have anxious attachment stories at the root of who we are, and we haven't done the work to rewrite these stories, to manage and supervise these thoughts, our anxious attachment brain is in the driver's seat. Its destination is always anxious attachment land, taking you away from your actual life and the real facts that are happening right now. What happens in anxious attachment land, our nervous system is overloaded with primal panic. Our brain is being fed all of our deepest fears, and our brain is going to give ourselves evidence that these fears are real and true and happening right now, so that we believe it to be true without questioning it. We just accept it as if it is fact and it is real. This causes a further panic and urgency in our body. Our brain believes our overthinking and it believes our anxious thoughts, so we feel panic, urgency, overwhelm, stress, fear. This may look like intense sadness, intense anxiety, or obsessiveness. And these feelings make us either seek validation or shut down. We either seek external validation through justifying our actions, over-explaining, seeking understanding, needing to talk it out right now, doing whatever it takes to get reconnected with our partner out of urgency. Or it looks like completely detaching and becoming hyper-independent, shutting down and not letting anyone in. These two paths provide temporary relief to our nervous system because it allows us to take some of the control back, some of the action back. However, the result is that we just stay in anxious attachment land. We stay in the panic, we stay in the urgency, and we perpetuate the cycle, and we continue to believe all of these anxious attachment stories. My wife told me something that I said made her feel guilty. Instead of showing up with curiosity, compassion, or even apologizing, let alone trying to understand where she was coming from, I got completely defensive and talked over her feelings. I tried to show her where I was coming from and how I was not trying to make her feel guilty while simultaneously not validating her feelings. Then the pressure of me thinking I did something wrong and that she was mad at me made me completely shut down and ruin our entire night. I froze and I just stopped talking and stopped connecting with her. I had 1,000 bazillion thoughts in my head, but my body was frozen and I just felt stuck. A simple conversation, or what should have been a simple conversation, turns into anxious attachment land. And if this continues to happen in my relationship, she begins to feel like she can't share her feelings with me because whenever she does, I have a big reaction to her feelings. Instead of letting her feel her feelings and be seen and validated, they become the source of a big emotional reaction from me. Something my wife should be able to come and talk to me about created a huge response in my nervous system that didn't allow me to show up for the conversation. It blocked me from hearing her. It blocked me from validating her and sharing my feelings in a way that is healthy and productive. Why did this happen? Because when she tells me I did something wrong, or she tells me something and my brain interprets it that as I did something wrong, I get mad. I get instantly angry. Why? Because my anxious attachment brain has a story that I can't do anything wrong or the relationship will end, and that I have to be perfect and show up perfect. And when there's a hiccup, that must mean we don't love each other anymore and that something must be going terribly wrong and that it's all going to end. This is not logical, right? Yet it creates real feelings in my body instantaneously. Then it becomes all about me and my feelings. It becomes all about me. I'm supposed to be able to share my feelings with her. My feelings are valid, but yet I am uncomfortable receiving the same in return. If this pattern stays and it doesn't get resolved, this cycle will soon tell her and her brain how they should not share their emotions or feelings with me because I won't understand. I will just have a big emotional reaction, and then I will disengage and disconnect, making them feel even worse, some kind of way, whether it's unloved, unseen, and not heard, more than they are already feeling. When this is not really what I want, this is not how I want to show up in a relationship, this is not healthy, this is not creating a safe place to have open and transparent communication. So I have to recognize this anxious attachment response and become aware of it, take accountability for it, and do what I need to change my response. I have to practice being better at learning that when my body feels instantly angry, it's a cue that I may need to pause and listen to the person talking and soothe my nervous system. Remind it that we are safe, that nothing is happening, there's no danger that is happening. I need to get out of my head and into my body and listen to the person in front of me. I have to learn to see her emotions as feedback instead of a signal of panic. I have to practice receiving critiques and feedback that doesn't feel good. Because if I don't, I will develop a relationship pattern that is not healthy and will lead to lack of honesty, lack of connection, and lack of problem solving, which I've had in my past. I have to counter these anxious attachment stories. I have to confront myself and remind myself that I am not perfect. I do and will continue to make mistakes. Always, forever, we will never be perfect. And our love is not fragile. And she still loves me in spite of my imperfectness. Our love will not end just because I said words that made her feel guilty, and now she's telling me about it. Her telling me something is feedback, not a bomb dismantling our entire relationship, even though this may be how it feels. In relationships, when we have these underlying stories that we are not aware of, we're not able to be present for true problem solving, true communication, and love. We would have blamed the entire situation back on the other person. We have to learn to become aware of our own anxious attachment stories. It may look different for everyone. We have to write out the entire cycle. What happens to you when you get triggered? What thoughts do come into your brain? How does it make you feel? What do you do when you feel those feelings? What do you do from a place of anxious attachment? What do you do when you feel that panic and that urgency? And we have to ask ourselves, am I in anxious attachment land or am I present? For me, it looked like she told me I made her feel guilty. I got angry. I tried to justify and explain and tell her how she did something wrong today too. Then I got even angrier and started having a lot of conversations with her, but in my head. And this is when I shut down. I started talking and then we went to bed with me still being angry and disconnected from her. She tried to talk to me. I did a vomit of the mouth, then shut down. We both were not heard or validated or felt seen and disconnected. What could have happened if I didn't let my anxious attachment take over? My wife tells me I made her feel guilty. I calm my nervous system. I remind myself that her feelings are just feedback. They're informing me of something. They are not a panic or a sign that something horrible has happened. I remind my body and my mind that we are actually safe. We are not in danger. I could apologize and ask for more information. Ask her what made her feel guilty when I said that. Validate her feelings. Listen. And if I need to explain what I meant, if it needs clarifying, I would do it after she has been seen and heard. Stay connected, and now I can share my thoughts and what was happening for me in that conversation. In this situation, we both get a chance to be heard. Our actual problem gets solved instead of it turning into an emotional tug of war. When it comes to dating, when we're meeting new people, texting and communicating, if we have to know in that moment what our anxious attachment story is about not being enough or being too much. Because if we start dating with an unmanaged anxious attachment, we'll not show up as our complete selves. We will not open up and be honest about what we are looking for. We will be who we think the other person wants us to be. Even though you don't want to hear this, this will feel like manipulation to the other person. We have to recreate these narratives, rewrite these stories so that we can arrive to the dating arena confident and secure in who we are. In order to be confident and secure in who we are, we have to actually know who we are. We have to know what we like, what we don't like. We have to learn how to feel secure in who we are, so that when we enter the dating world, we are secure in ourselves and can show up as ourselves and not hide. When we are secure in ourselves and we want and secure in what we want in relationships, we have better chances of finding it. When we show up to the dating arena with low self-esteem, low self-worth, limited self-confidence, and uncertainty in our lovability, we will absolutely accept behaviors that we do not deserve. We will tolerate more than what we should because we come from the place of no one would ever love me, so I should be lucky that this person is giving me time and attention. This will also not create a lasting, loving, and healthy relationship that you actually want. So, pardon me, I got a tickle. So, how do you find out what your anxious attachment stories are? You ask yourself, what am I making this mean? Why does this feel like such a big problem? What is the worst thing that could happen? What am I most afraid of? When I do feel this way, so intensely, what is going on in my body? What is going to happen if it doesn't get resolved? If this relationship ends, what am I going to make it mean? If they don't text back, what am I going to make it mean? Ask yourself questions about your self-worth, about your self-confidence, about how you think people see you and love you. Get it all out on paper. And if you're not a writing person, get it all out in a voice memo, but listen to your thoughts, hear your stories, see what you have tied to your self-worth, your self-confidence. For me, I've always had a hard time with my looks, and I never felt pretty enough. I always felt too fat to be loved, and I also felt like too much emotionally and also not enough at the same time. So how do you start to like yourself? First, you have to stop letting your inner mean girl run the show. You stop letting your brain bash on you. You stop believing all your thoughts and start realizing your thoughts create your feelings about yourself. Not all thoughts are true, and every thought is optional. So ask yourself, why do you keep thinking that thought? You stop believing that you are too much, or that you're annoying, or that you're weird, or that you're awkward. You pick a thought that is just a little less negative and a little more believable to you, a little bit more neutral, and practice that thought every day or every hour. So for me, I practice thoughts like, some fat people have found love. Some people love fat people. Some people could love me for who I am. I am just enough for the right person. I can be me and find love. I would pick a few of these and I would set them as alarms on my phone so that when they went off, I would read the label and practice thinking these thoughts, because these are not thoughts that came natural to me. I've also used Post-its. I've put them on my mirrors. I've put them around the house. Just any way where you could read the thought and help your brain practice thinking it. You have to tell yourself that finding a partner is not urgent. There is nothing wrong with being single for now. In doing so, it creates safety for you to find the person who is actually meant for you. To find the person that is actually meant for you, you have to figure out what you actually want in a relationship. What do you actually value in a relationship? In your partner, what qualities do you actually want? When you are aware of these anxious attachment stories and you develop self-confidence and you practice new thoughts, you stop dating people who don't align with what you really want just because it feels good or it's less lonely. Because this pattern only ends in more pain and keeps you stuck in the cycle of instant gratification versus the long-term dream of true and real love in a secure and healthy relationship. What does it mean to you to be lovable? And how are you lovable? What does it mean to be deserving of the love that you want? And how are you deserving? What are you just enough? How are you just enough? How are you exactly the person that was meant for the love that you want? These are the important questions to ask. These are what you need to focus on. Just know that you can do this work and you can find what you need by creating new thoughts and thinking them on purpose. I want to invite you to join my 12-week, 3-month anxious attachment solution, where I work with you individually on breaking your anxious attachment cycles, uncovering these narratives, rewriting these narratives, learning and teaching you how to soothe your anxious attachment, your nervous system. Soothe your anxious attachment through your nervous system skills and tools. And give you tools that help you develop a mindset that allows you to get the life and relationship you want. If you have any questions, please email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Also, if you're ready for your free 1 hour consultation, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com and get your journey started. I also want to invite you, my podcast audience, to join my free podcast community Facebook group for Anxious Attachment Solution, where I will be dropping lots of teaching in 2026. I wanted a place where we can build a community and connect through this growth and healing journey so that we don't feel alone. I can't wait to see you there. Just so you know, this year I am bringing to life a lot of things that I want for you, my podcast audience, to experience. So get in that Facebook group or get on my email list. If you don't have my Anxious Attachment Free Calming Guide yet, go to the show links and get it. Also, in the show notes, you will find all the links you need to get in touch with me. You can find me on Instagram at Anxious Attachment Solution. Before we close, I would really appreciate if you could like and rate and subscribe to my podcast. And better yet, if you could write a review. I would really appreciate this. That's how my podcast gets out to the world and to the people who really need it. If you have someone in your life who could benefit from this podcast, this is your sign to send it to them. I really hope you have a great day and know that you can rewire your anxious attachment. You can rewrite these stories, and you do not have to believe the thoughts that you are thinking. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining me today.
You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.